Boy, we've really tapped into something here. Yeah. I have a lot of my friends.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about your Viking and weekend.
Yeah.
After hearing your stories about Carrie Spiewak and shopping with your wife, I'm starting to wonder if you're just becoming a big pussy.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I think I always was a big pussy.
I mean, seriously, I listen to you and I think I have to, in the back dark recesses of my mind, I'm thinking Jack Diamond.
Hey.
Oh, that's the unkindest guy.
I will tolerate a lot.
Ouch.
But I am not Jack Diamond, you son of a bitch. Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Okay.
I have a tape of Tim Couch, the quarterback of the Browns, cussing about the fans last night and crying.
Oh, I heard this on SportsCenter. This guy, Tim Couch.
He started blubbering?
Yeah, he got booed last night when he got booed because he played like crap.
Right.
And then at one point when the Ravens drove him into the dirt and, like, screwed up his shoulder or something, right, the fans cheered.
Oh, no.
Because they wanted the other quarterback to come in.
That is sick.
And he was on some radio show today dropping the F-bomb and
really?
And crying.
Wow.
Yeah, do you have it?
I do. Do you want the edited version or the non-edited version?
Well, it better be the edited version because I can't play the non-edited version.
Okay. Let me see here. All right.
How do you have the non-edited version?
On the internet.
There you go.
How did that station...
Incredible.
How did that station manage to air that?
Well, this is actually from the press conference after the game last night.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought he was calling a radio station. All right. Well, let's hear it.
All right. Here we go. Hang on.
Tim Couch from your Cleveland Browns.
The edited version.
It's coming up right now. Here we go.
Okay.
We're recording!
This is a good one.
Tim Couch.
Number two.
Raving out.
We are Cleveland Browns.
You're going to hear it right now. Roll it.
This is the good one.
Damn, Internet. Do you want to get back to me?
Come on. You call it.
God, you
have
dumbass.
The tape. You have the tape. Don't blame Al Gore. Don't blame the Internet.
What's the problem?
All right. Here we are.
Would you download a file?
It's still at 97%.
How slow is your connection?
Horrible. It's worse than Buzz's.
Well, then, why didn't you have it ready to go?
It was ready to go, and then it just started reloading.
Everybody's is worse than mine.
Is it still at 97?
Yeah. I'm trying again. It's really worth the wait.
Talk about wetting our appetite.
You know, I can relate, though. Our computers sometimes at home.
They lock up.
Ah!
Ah, you got it?
You can't play the way in which we played in the first... at least half, and if not midway through the third quarter, the way that we played tonight.
That's not it. Stupid head coach.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can you please...
Are you effing with us?
No, I do have...
Because you sound like one of these guys that might be effing with us.
No, Mike, I heard it on ESPN.
No, but I mean, I'm just...
You guys can get it off the internet, too. It's just great.
No, see, the thing is, we can't get it off the internet. Right. Not here.
All right. Crap. One more try. I thank you for bearing with me.
Well, we pulled out the buzz music now.
You know, we've invested in
the head, and I went to dive on the ball and got hit in the back of the head, and next thing I remember, the fans were cheering when I. But
hold on. Hey, dummy.
I almost said about it.
Dummy.
Okay, obviously, if you're upset about that
The guy played us the uncensored version where Tim Couch says, I'm tired of this effing BS.
I'm 4 years now, and, I've laid it on the line for this team and this city, and for them to turn on me and boo me in my home state.
Jeez.
I had to do it again. Now he's saying, for them to turn on me in my home city, in my home stadium, it's an effing joke.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Loser.
God damn.
Isn't it? I mean, when a guy's a loser, that's when he, when you get that.
Jesus.
But, I applaud you guys for giving this guy a million chances. Because this call
how many mistakes
started out
did this
like
call?
PM.
How many mistakes did this call make?
I want to tell you, I heard the tape. And the tape is worth hearing on the radio.
I'd like to hear the edited version.
Are you there, dummy?
I'm here.
All right, listen.
How many mistakes are you capable of making in one call?
Watch your language, Mr. Dirty Mouth.
Seven.
Now, you played the dirty one.
Yeah. I realized that as soon as it was going.
Do you have the edited version?
if you're willing to wait, yes, but not right offhand.
Have to wait for it to load.
Wait for what?
I have to get.
Well,
back
wait.
To
are you loading it now?
No, I'm finding it. I'm finding it.
Yeah.
I thought that was it.
Well, you're finding it.
Yes.
Who's on the phone?
That's Bart for you.
All right, hold on. I'll come back to you. My son is on the phone. Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, big guy.
Hey, I just want you to keep in mind, he might be a loser in the game, but he's on a winning team.
With Tim Couch?
Yeah.
What, is he your fantasy quarterback?
He is one of my backups.
One of his backups.
So you're calling to defend your backups?
My son is absolutely out of his mind. His team is 5-0 in our fantasy league.
Rob, who's the guy you've got going tonight?
Marty Booker.
What does he do?
He's
a receiver.
Wide receiver. I only need 8 points, Bart.
Hey, Rob, I only have Amon Green going tonight.
Oh, he has Amon Green going
tonight.
Oh,
he's got Amon Green going.
My son's a big winner.
Yeah, I believe so.
My son's a big winner. All right, buddy. I'll see you later.
All right.
I love you. You going to make dinner tonight?
Okay. Good luck, Dad.
Good luck with what?
Fantasy football in general.
All right.
Oh.
Ouch. See you later.
No, I wish you good luck.
Right, I wish you good luck, too.
What about me, Bart?
Good luck.
All right, see you later.
He can be magnanimous. Okay. He's the king of the mountain.
Nice. Goodbye, buddy. Yeah, he's the only 5-0 team.
You and I are in a battle of the cellar dwellers.
Although we got another guy, Nate, who says he has the clean Tim Couch tape. Nate.
Hey, guys.
Different guy now, Mike. Different guy.
Very good.
You have the tape?
Yeah, man. That guy was a douchebag.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, man. I'm loading up right now, and we're ready to go. In 5 seconds.
Four, three, two,
okay, here we go.
One.
You guys suck. Douchebags. Ass play.
You better apologize, or I'm going to start 69 you.
Oh, got to call him back. Why?
The number of your last incoming...
Got it, Robbie?
He's writing it down.
October 7 at 4.
What's wrong with people?
All right, we got it. Well, let me try the other guy. You got that thing yet?
Here's the deal. It was on Cleveland.com, which is the newspaper of the Browns. And
I don't want to hear it.
No, no, no.
I don't.
They took off the clean version.
I don't want to hear it.
Hey, goodbye. I got a call to make anyway.
Yes.
God. He just loved the sound of his own voice. Didn't matter about playing the tape. He just went, here's the deal. I want to...
Hello?
I really hate guys like that.
Yeah.
Not me.
Not you, Rob. I know.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
They took it down.
I know. I'm doing this thing where I take... You can't hear the phone ringing, right?
Yeah, I can.
But you can hear it through my headphones.
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
But it's not on the air, technically.
Well, technically, if I can hear it, it is on the air.
But no, but by FCC rule, the phone is not coming through the board.
Right.
You're just hearing it through my very loud headphones.
Exactly, which means it's coming on the air.
No, well, listen. Play on my team today, please.
Okay. You play nicely like that, of course. Just having fun.
Because I'm doing it the goddamn FCC way.
And you are playing hurt. And I know that.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And the douchebag is just not picking up his telephone.
He is playing hurt today, and you are.
He's not picking up. Listen to that. Well, I got your number, Mr.
Mr. Man. Save it.
Got it.
In newspapers around the country.
Got it right there. Put in some gay newspapers.
You know, the next time you're on the Nashville Network, there's someone you can call. No matter what time it is.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to make a suggestion about curfews.
For my kid?
Well, I just wanted...
Rob, I like the look of Rob's
face. Not a time, just an idea. I heard a story about a guy who would...
You know what? I heard a story.
Let her finish. It might not be as bad as I thought. I thought it was going to be like somebody telling you how to parent or something.
No.
You're not telling Don how to parent, are you?
No. I'm just saying a guy set an alarm clock. He told his kid, I'm setting the alarm clock in the living room for midnight. If that wakes me up, you're dead meat. And so the kid had to be home before midnight to shut off the alarm clock. I just thought it was 9 o'clock.
Well, whatever.
Raise your own, okay?
Okay.
Raise your own.
Was there any part of you at all that was intrigued by that idea?
No. None.
No?
Completely takes you out of the. But isn't there a way around it? Can't you bust the system?
Of course you could. Well, all you'd have to do is
you could like go out now.
Well, no, if you were smart,
right?
What you could do is go out while your dad was, for instance, incapacitated because of the Vicodin.
Right.
You could go out for a couple of hours. Come home about 10 o'clock when you knew he was sleeping. Pick up the alarm clock, because let's face it, if your dad's on Vicodin, you could walk in the room with a marching band and he's not going to wake up.
You could come home at like 11:45 and shut it off, right?
No, that's all true. I just
And then go out like till 5.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't matter about coming home at 10.
It doesn't matter much time.
It's about 1 minute to midnight and then go right back out.
You could come in and just turn the clock back 3 hours.
Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Right.
Okay, well, it was a suggestion.
All right.
Bob loved it.
How many kids do you have, honey?
I have two.
Two.
How old are they?
15 and 7.
Oh, 15. Well, you'll be dealing with that pretty soon.
15-year-old boy or girl?
Girl.
Good luck.
Yes, I know.
Good luck.
The hell's that supposed to be?
Good luck.
By my brother-in-law who has boys that...
Good luck.
He only has two penises to worry about. I have thousands.
Yeah,
I can relate to your pain, ma'am.
Very right. Thank you, honey.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Why don't you just teach her how to cross her legs? Let me worry about my kid. Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, did you guys hear the latest interview with Chief Moose?
No.
They asked him if he needs to produce a sniper, and he said, "Hey, watch me pull a sniper out of my hand."
Oh, God. That's not even funny, but that's funny.
Cheap Moose.
Hello,
pretty
Jim?
Good Bullwinkle impression.
Jim, do you have the clean Tim Couch?
I've got the clean one. Hold on for a second.
All right, there you go. All right, maybe we can end this segment if we finally hear the clean Tim Couch.
Yeah, I was on the ball and got hit in the back of the head, and, next thing I remember, the fans were cheering when I'm laying on the field hurt, and I think it's... to be honest with you. But, hey, they got their own opinion, so if they don't like me, then that's all I'm going to say about it. I've been here going on 4 years now, and, I've laid it on the line for this team and this city, and for them to turn on me and boo me in my home stadium is a joke. It's a f***ing joke to me, and I've worked my ass off here, and, it's hard to take, man. It is. And,
crying.
Oh. Very emotional last night. So what do you think about Couch's message to the fans this morning? Email us at morningshow@wkyc.com.
All right, thank you. God. What a pussy, man.
What a great...
I mean, talk about no crying.
Great baseball.
Football, you cry like your Hall of Fame induction.
He starts like he's mad.
There's no crying in football.
We heard the unedited version where he says, effing BS.
Yeah, especially he's a like big tough guy. Then he's like a real little kid getting hurt.
My own stadium, booing me. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike, I want to take a stab at that big announcement.
No,
you guys been running a promotional...
Negative.
What?
Negative. You may not take a guess.
You're not allowed. Now, can you handle that?
It's not a contest, sir.
Can you handle that?
It's some kind of stupid promotion the radio station is doing.
I don't know if we're talking about the same one. You keep the running.
Sir.
Hey, sir. Hey, Scoop. Scoop.
No, wait. Next beauty pageant? Beauty pageant?
Listen, Matt Drudge.
You can't help him, sir.
Matt Drudge, are you there? Listen.
I think it's Delta Burke, man. You guys hired Delta.
Get out of here.
JFK has slumped to that to happen to put.
Get out of here. Hello, Donna Mike
Delta
Show.
Delta Burke.
Hello.
Hello. Are you having Sex for Sam 3 this year?
Yeah. God. I got the.
There are a couple of them that are making me laugh today.
I do have the results of our football picks.
Did we get absolutely hammered?
Well, you were 1 for 5.
Oh, God.
I was 2 for 5.
Jesus Christ.
Nancy. Jim Nance?
Yeah.
5 for 5.
Wow.
He's killing us.
Oh,
picking
he's like,
games.
He's dusting. How much money do we have to pay?
He's killing us.
How much money do we have to pay for his Three Amigos charity?
I don't know.
God, that's got to... Oh, but it's a season-long thing, right?
We may only be able to pay for one Amigo. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Donna Mike. I needed some advice from you guys. I'm having to travel back and forth through the Sacramento area.
and listen to your show on KHTK. I was wondering how, do you have any advice for me to keep from becoming a total retard?
Like, because you're spending so much time in Sacramento?
Yes, and I'm listening to your show in the Sacramento area. Is there any hope for me?
It sounds to me like you already kind of are there.
Yeah, you've called us. So you've called us, and the very fact that you've called us from Sacramento while you're listening to KHTK, that's you're there.
I haven't actually stopped in Sacramento.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You've been influenced by it, and you've already done it.
Embrace burn
it.
Your belongings and run. Just run.
Hold
burn
my breath. Should I hold my breath when I drive?
No, get out of here.
No, you're already gone.
Burn and run.
It's terrible.
Damn dummy.
And you might want to get a house there now.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
I'm doomed.
Okay, he's doomed. You're right, you're doomed. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You don't have to hold the party line with me. All right. Ooh, the cone of silence is coming down. Mm-hmm. I think Larry might be losing interest in the show.
Who is it?
No. See, now I think is the time for you guys to write him some of the funniest stuff that he has ever seen. I mean, now, Buffalo, laugh out loud, off the wall. You guys, you do so well.
What are you going to be doing?
Okay. Well, you watch me out there tonight, because you're going to see a re-energized Hank Kingsley on with a capital O and a capital N.
All right, I'm getting excited.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They're not only bastards, they're caseless bastards.
Thank you.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello, speak to us. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Tim, Raider fan here.
Hi there.
Did you happen to catch the Raiders-Bills game?
Yeah. You know, I want to make sure I give equal attention to all of our cities that have teams.
Right.
D.C., great win for the Redskins. Baltimore, Ravens looked good last night. Let me see, Oakland Raiders, best team of the AFC.
Yeah, thank you.
San Francisco kicked St. Louis ass. Seattle had a bye week. Let me see.
Philadelphia had a rough time.
Yeah, all right. Donovan McNabb threw up on himself. New Orleans Saints, great yesterday. Barely pulled it out against Pittsburgh. And the Packers tonight.
Yes, and of course the Redskins.
That's the first thing I mentioned.
Yes.
Did you happen to notice during the broadcast, head referee Bernie Kukar twice said, the penalty will be assessed from the spot of the beanbag.
You know what? Yes, I did.
That's Don and Mike funny. Isms were killing me.
That is terrific.
Hey, and Mike?
Yeah.
My non-DJ band is actually playing in the parking lot at the Raider game on the 20th.
Well, good luck. What's your band called?
Slack and Loader.
Sounds dirty. Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? I just wanted to say, talk about y'all's beginning of y'all's show. What y'all doing the beginning, and Mike is like, that's really annoying.
Okay, well, let me just speak.
Y'all.
Let me speak to you for a second.
Speak to me.
This is the
first time I've ever talked to you.
I'm guessing. Robbie, will you pull out the tape for me? The tape.
I'm guessing.
Are you talking about... Is that what you mean?
And you're saying that's me, you dumbass? That is Dennis Murphy. That is not me.
Whatever. It sounds like that voice impression you do. What's like
wah, 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 wah.
That is nothing like any voice impression. That is an American original. That is Dennis Murphy.
Right. Yeah, Mike, I love your voice impressions.
Thank you.
Really annoying.
Hey, you know what? So are you.
Good.
No, why is that good?
Why is that good?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Well, he's trying to process because the brain is not working that quickly.
Why is that good, my simple-minded friend, who incidentally calling about something that happened on the show an hour and a half ago, and it took you 5 minutes to first figure out that what you were critiquing in your own dumb, retarded way was not even the right person?
Right.
And second, may I tell you something? No matter what you think I'm not changing anything about this show.
Okay.
So...
Well, I'm still going to listen, so...
So what?
I'm still going to listen, but...
No, you said at the end, you said, I'm still going to listen, so... What was that? Was that a word? Was that a sound? How are you communicating?
So you guys trying to like, get on me here?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to get on you, dumbass.
No. Why would we try to get on you, you stupid piece of garbage?
Oh, I'm a stupid piece of garbage, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Stupid piece of garbage, huh?
That's the second time he's used that kind of variation on. Well, then I'll continue listening.
You hurt my feelings, guys.
Good.
Oh, ouch.
Now we have to. That's another one we're going to have to call back.
Yes, absolutely. Made another friend.
This feature cannot be activated.
In fairness,
the number is outside the serving area.
In fairness to the last guy, at least he was somewhat playful.
Yeah, no, that guy was just
a dumbass.
Suck a big D. So that guy said, and it's fine to say that, but don't say the word.
Please.
Don't say Dick Cheney. Ow, like, what is this? Don and Mike, hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
What do you want?
I just wanted to say...
Yeah, you know what? He did say that was the one part that really annoyed him the most, Don.
Was that right? It wasn't this one. It was.
No, I think he hated that.
La 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 la.
Hated that one. Hated that the most, especially.
That's the one he hated. Joe Ardinger, Joseph Ardinger, please.
Ah, yes.
As I recall, it was Friday's episode. We were going through a particularly rough spot. A rough spot on the show. I don't know why. Somehow Joe was involved. And
I don't know how it germinated, but it did germinate. How did it germinate, Rob?
A caller said we needed to give Joe more airtime.
Ah, that's it.
That was it.
And you called Joe in and asked him if he had any ideas for bits.
It was a rough spot on the show. A guy called and said, hey, you should spotlight Joe Ardinger a bit more. You're a 38-year-old phone screener.
Mm-hmm. And Joe looking particularly like you just jumped out of bed today.
How were the Stones on Friday night, Joe?
Awesome.
Mm. Awesome. What was the highlight?
Let's see. The stage was fantastic. The stage had a large video screen over the top of it that was spectacular.
Of course, I didn't get to go, but I was reading the review in the newspaper today, and they said one of the highlights was when Ron Wood was checking his watch as he was performing a solo.
Oh, really?
He was checking his watch to see what time it was.
I don't know. He had to sober up this year, so...
Yes,
thank you,
Joe.
Might be a little distracted on stage.
Now, you mentioned a large video screen, but don't all concerts have now video screens?
Yeah, but I mean, in the beginning of the concert, first three songs, I didn't see any type of video graphics at all. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange for their show. And then all of a sudden on the fourth song, they had these four panels light up with each one of them on it. It was pretty amazing. Those are like three stories tall.
Wow. Well, you really like the Stones, don't you?
You love them.
Absolutely.
And
you having a low energy day or a high energy day?
It's Monday.
Yeah. Low energy, Mike.
Way low.
Low,
and it's his big day, but that would follow.
Well, I'm a little nervous too.
So you have a playlist now. The deal was this guy calls the show. I remember it now, and he says you got to have more Joe on. And I said, Joe, you can be on the show, but you got to supply something. You got to bring something. And Joe said, well, as a matter of fact, I got a bit I've been working on. And now we're ready. Now, do you have copies of this for us?
Yeah, I have. Everybody can participate.
Thank you, good.
Mike gets to be the announcer.
All right.
And you can be Phil Turles. And Robbie, you want to get in on this?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, Lisa's got a part.
Wow. Oh, hey, this is fantastic.
So thoughtful.
Do we have any, like, infomercially type music, too?
Yeah, sure we do. This is a bit written by our own Joe Ardinger.
He actually has taken time to give everybody a part.
And I'm testimonial 2, and you're testimonial 3.
Okay.
World's oldest phone screener.
I want it. I had a bit. I guess I could just let... Buzz can do this. I actually wrote it for John Norman, but this will be perfect for Buzz. That way we can all participate.
All right.
All right. Look at Joe. He's real happy.
Joe's got parts for everybody. I mean, he's obviously...
I'm wondering how many people will be turning their radio off in the next 5 minutes.
Worked very hard.
All right, Joe. I guess if we're ready, you want the music? And this is now a
Dom,
Joe.
Was your part highlighted like mine was?
Yes, I am Phil Turles.
You.
And you are?
I am announcer. And I think it's filterless.
Right. The filterless.
Right.
I get it. I get jokes.
Can you start the music again?
Okay,
I'm sorry, I was laughing.
Hold on. And here a Joe Ardinger production.
Yes. You've tried the patch, and that gum is just plain icky. Still, isn't there a way to beat your annoying smoking habit? No! Why quit when you can maximize your smoking pleasure through the new revolutionary Smoke More Now video series? The Smoke More Now video series was created for people like you. Don't want to harness that three-pack-a-day habit? Then the Smoke More Now video series is what you need to positively enhance your smoking experience. With the Smoke More Now video series, you'll learn how to effectively utilize every milligram of tar and nicotine allowable by federal and state laws. This exclusive video system was patented by Filterless of Raleigh, North Carolina in 1997, and since then, his program has enabled smokers just like you to achieve amazing results.
I was seriously considering quitting before I invested in the Filterless Smoke More Now video series. Since then, I've adopted simple steps in the videos. I smoke with more purpose and satisfaction. I can't believe the results.
Hi, I'm Filterless, and I'm proud to provide smokers everywhere with an effective system to maximize their pleasure and potential through my one-of-a-kind Smoke More Now video system. Not only will you enjoy smoking more cigarettes, but I guarantee that you'll benefit from my other videos, Smoke More Pot Now and Smoke More Crack Now.
Call now to receive the first of three Smoke More Now videos. If the Smoke More Cigarettes Now video doesn't immediately maximize your nicotine pleasure, simply return it within 30 days at no cost to you. If you decide to keep it, you'll receive your second video, Smoke More Pot Now, followed by Smoke More Crack Now.
Plus, if you act now, it'll include my revolutionary quick fix video, Chasing the Dragon, a 30-minute tutorial that will educate you on the fine Asian art of hot knifing black tar opium. Watch this video, and I personally guarantee you'll never drip another precious drop on the carpet again.
Call now to receive your first video, Smoke More Cigarettes Now, for just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Keep the video, and you'll receive the additional video at $19.99 each. Plus, act now and receive Chasing the Dragon, just for trying the Smoke More Now video series. Visa, MasterCard accepted to send check or money order to Atlas Enterprises, P.O. Box 999, Pensacola, Florida. Ugh.
I was wasting so much pot before I purchased the Smoke More Pot video. Now I'm the one who's getting wasted.
I'll never be a crack whore again, thanks to the Smoke More Crack video. I spend less time on my back and more time smoking crack.
Call now and smoke more. Don't forget to tune in to the Filterless Smoke More Now radio series every Saturday morning on this radio station.
The level of suckdom in that cannot be reflected by simple words.
But you know what? It's your effort that I like.
Yeah.
You put a great effort forward, Joe, and it missed miserably, but it was a great effort.
It sucked.
Okay.
It could not suck enough.
But he put effort into it.
He tried.
It was on time.
How long, Joe, did it take you to bang out this one page bit?
Well, handwritten, it was about three pages. It took about two minutes? No, it took about 2 hours, but I did it in three sessions, about 45 minutes each or so.
Okay. Joe.
Well, I like the effort.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for trying.
Did you read the part that I couldn't read?
Yes, I suck much less COC. This is Lisa now speaking as the female. I suck less COC.
Right.
For more rock.
Really?
I suck less.
Yeah.
For more rock.
That's great.
Oh, well.
It rhymes. Hey, he tried.
There you go. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
That was Joe Martin. There you go.
You know, you clean it up a little bit, you can send that to Jack Diamond. I mean, that's a workable piece of comedy.
Oh, he'd have that.
For Jack Diamond.
He'd have it from one of those services.
Hello, Don and Mike.
So what he did was, instead of smoking more, instead of smoking less, you smoke more.
You get it?
It's the opposite?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, there you go.
That's...
Joe!
People get it.
There you go.
We file that under satire.
Todd and Mike.
The writing is delicious.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, I thought that was pretty good.
There you go. Hey, Joe, you got one.
Yeah, my name's Joe, too, so maybe that has something to do
with it. There you go. You have, yeah, you have it in common. You
no, both. He's not retarded.
You both have the name Joe.
All thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I thought it sucked ass. Really. I mean, if it was halfway decent, I'd throw the boy a bone.
Absolutely.
God knows he needs a bone. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Jack. It's great to hear you guys on 106.7. It's tomorrow, 2 for Tuesday.
Oh, get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that just sucked.
Yeah, right. Thank you, my friend.
Agreed. That just sucked. I'm sorry to say.
Agreed. Thank you.
You're not sorry.
Bye-bye. Yeah. See you later.
I just can't even comment on it because it so obviously sucks.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Sorry.
He has no seal tail. Right. He has no fish ears.
Thank you. Where's that tape at, Robbie?
Oh, his job interview.
Can you find that one?
Yeah.
Joe's job interview?
It's just...
Don and Mike, hello.
Sad.
But yeah, I didn't think it was too bad.
There you go. That's another... But did you really like it?
Hey, it was all right, man.
No.
It made me chuckle.
Did you think it was funny?
What made you? What about it made you chuckle?
The whole concept is fantastic.
There you go. Now, that's the kind of enthusiasm. Joe needs to hear that.
And you need to immediately turn this show off. I mean, if you thought that was funny, trust me, you're not what we want on our show. With us.
But since Joe works on the show, we're taking these for him, right? He's got to put this on the win column.
Sure. There you go. Well, what did you like best about it?
The smoking crack part.
Crack part.
Yeah, I thought he might get a few people with that.
Hello, Son and Mike.
Shock element, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, man, that bit sucked. I can think of all the time wasted in writing it, and then all the time wasted in actually performing it, and then listening to it. It's astronomical.
You'll never get that 2 minutes back,
Thank
sir.
You, my friend.
I think everyone should be aware of the insider knowledge that was involved in that writing.
Todd and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, a good effort, but just bad execution of a bad idea.
What? Now, hold on.
Oh, now, I believe everybody on this side...
We gave it our all.
We gave it our all.
No, in the writing.
Oh, in the writing. Execution of the writing.
Yeah, we started with a bad idea, and we executed it in the writing very poorly.
All right, thank you. Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was pretty good what Joe did.
There you go.
There you go.
Maybe if you're from Sacramento.
So that doesn't count, man.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Todd and Mike.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the story.
No, the story, you mean Joe's bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you want me to tell you?
Hey, you said, yeah. I bet you liked it.
Yeah. Is this Joe?
Yeah,
this is Joe.
what do you think of it?
Hey, dude, you should be smoking on the business end of a shotgun.
Hey, dude, that's not funny, dude.
Ouch.
Like, you're hurting my feelings, dude.
What's the matter with you, man?
Dude, I'm like a pothead myself, so
no
what
kidding.
Does that tell you?
I don't know, dude.
Hey, dude.
Do you want to talk to Don and Mike, dude?
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to tell them, dude?
Same thing I just told you.
Wouldn't you be repeating yourself, dude?
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you moron.
Oh, y'all sound different.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't care. Laughs at his mistakes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, just want to let you know, college radio, that bit would have been perfect.
You know what? I'll give you that, sir. That is, you're absolutely right. On college radio, on that, no, come on, Mike, on a beginner.
Nah, I wouldn't have put that on WAMU. Wouldn't have seen the light of day.
On a beginner level... That would have been a top-notch bit.
Sure. It would have been in the trash can at WAMU.
Would have been a top-notch bit for college radio.
No, there's no way.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
What's the difference between what he just did and that little bit that you did a few years ago with the 16th century doctor and the soaring
You mean bit? Don Geronimo's Civil War surgeon?
Yeah, what's the... I mean, both...
Well, the difference is...
Amusing.
The difference is that the one that we did here on the show was funny.
Well, that was funny.
You thought Joe's was funny?
I think if you would allow him to keep writing, his writing would get better.
Joe, this is another one for you. This is another one in the win column for Joe.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you see, the thing here is we're out to get listeners every day. This is not the earn while you learn plan.
Yeah, but you listen, when you were starting back in WAVA...
No, I started long before WAVA.
No, but you had also said that when you have listened to your tapes from WAVA days, you said, man, how could we do something like that?
You know, I think you're absolutely right, and I will encourage Joe to continue to write.
We should encourage him.
We don't have to put any of his plays on, but I think he should collect and continuously write. Keep at it.
All right, my friend.
Especially on the weekends.
Have a good week.
When he's high.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Let me tell you something, Jack. That boy Joe is a fool, and that bit was an insult to my daughter,
to my doctor,
and my family. And if I ever see Joe, I will rip his tongue out by the roots.
Yeah, strong words.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I thought that bit was pretty funny, man.
We're at five or six now.
Hey, man, Joe's having a windfall of support here.
Yeah, I think Don's just a little jealous that Joe came up with something funnier than he has in a long time.
You know what? Color me guilty.
Yeah.
Color me guilty. Yeah, okay, you busted me. Color me guilty.
Don't hit on Joe all the time. Give him some love.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Color me guilty. I work hard on the show all the time, but that's the funniest thing that's crossed this desk in years.
What amazes me.
No, not years. I've only been listening about 3 years, and that was pretty damn funny. More crack for her back or whatever that was.
Joe Arminger is getting some love from our listening audience.
Yeah. The funny part about it is Don just wants to knock it down so bad, and it wasn't as bad as he said.
No, you're right. It's because I'm an incredibly, insanely jealous of the incredible talent that is Joe. Why should I lie about
it? It's very difficult to walk down the hallways here when Joe walks by you, and you give him that look that's like, jealous.
Yeah. Why should I lie about it? Yeah. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Angelo.
Angelo, listen, can I talk to you, man to man? All right,
yeah,
listen.
Yeah,
you called me out. You caught me.
Yeah, you might as well let him in on the truth.
I'll be honest. I'm incredibly jealous of Joe.
Oh, come on. It's maybe not all that jealous.
No, I'm jealous.
The bit was funny. It was funny, and I laughed.
He's a comedic genius. I'm so jealous, I'm thinking about firing him.
Well, no, I don't know. Do what you have to do. But we all know that it was pretty funny. I thought it was a nice little bit for somebody who's not in the business of just writing up comments. I thought it was pretty funny. Give the guy a break.
Joe, we have the love coming through the phones for Joe.
Listen to that.
For young Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, and by the way, I just want to let you guys know, quit hating on Wichita all the time. Wichita rules.
Are you from,
been supporting you guys for a long time down here.
Are you from Wichita?
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry your vote cannot be counted now.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike.
You enjoyed that.
I think your sniper missed one.
Oh, no.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, about Joe's story?
Yeah.
I like the mysticism.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. That blue.
That blue, all right.
The only part that good, redeemable about that at all was Lisa being on her back.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Where's your crap detector now?
Oh, geez. Go away. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, it was funny. Come on now.
I love the support calls. The support calls are funnier than the negative ones.
I'm really amazed that there was a certain percentage of our audience that really thought that was funny.
It was?
Really? Did you
really? Lisa's part was hilarious. I actually almost laughed. No, it was funny.
What was funny about it?
Her delivery.
Lisa had one line in a 2.5 minute bit.
Hey, one line.
Well, okay,
careers have been made.
It sucked, but that one part was good.
But you just like Lisa, though.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, next time. Okay, let's do it again, but Don gets to do the Lisa's line. It'll still be funny.
No, just it was a line designed for a woman. Well, maybe that would be kind of a British humor thing.
All right.
Like kind of like Don and Drag.
You know what? Now I'm feeling threatened. Now listen, I'll tell you before I was kidding about Joe. Now I'm
into your talent though.
Now I'm feeling threatened. And I am frankly just about ready to turn the show over to Joe.
Please don't.
For a second.
Please don't.
See how all you Joe lovers like him so much.
He has gotten.
Thanks.
He has received an amazing amount of love from our listening audience.
Got it, Mike. Hello.
Got it, Mike?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that like that bit. I just wanted you to know, as far as I go, I'm not.
I'm not?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Donna Mike, hello.
What's up?
Hey.
All right, check this out.
Okay.
If you would have killed Don, you killed that thing before you even started, brother.
How's that, brother?
All right, check this out. You know, it's like the kid in school that always gets beat up for their money. As soon as they have to give their little speech, you're just giving them garbage before he even got his chance to throw his piece out there, man.
I thought we were all dedicated to the task, and we all gave it our utmost.
Except for a couple stammers there. It's theatrical. There was A-OK. But you killed that baby before you even got a chance to live.
Oh, so it's on me. It's my fault.
So you're saying, let me see if I got this straight. You're saying that Don killed that bit before it even started.
I'd have to say so.
Well, you know what I would call that. Hold on. You know what I would call that?
What would you call that?
Good judgment.
Keeping in mind, I had two lines in the entire thing.
So you didn't get a big enough part. So
there is a theme for the guys that are calling with the love for Joe.
Oh,
they're all a little giggly, if you know what I mean.
They are.
I smoked 3 cigarettes in that whole bit just for that.
God. Right, thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Keep it up.
You know, I'll tell you right now, I mean, with this kind of support, we might have to bring him back next week.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
That wasn't too shabby, man. I should have... That might get on the best of, won't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got someone in the backyard right now digging a big, big, deep hole to put that for future generations to hear.
Well, God bless him for giving it a shot.
And the love continues. Right now, Joe Artinger is just back there. Well, no, he's not, because he doesn't react to things like that.
No, I bet today he's listening. Today's the day he's back there listening.
Today he's like giving himself a pat on the back.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Joe.
No, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Buford G. Justice, speaking of Joe's dad. Boy, when I get home, I'm going to smack your mother right in the mouth.
Okay.
All right, thank
that
you.
Is not, that I is not love sniper, for Joe.
I heard the sniper just shot JR.
Okay. I'll get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you sure Joe Artinger isn't just another radio name for Doug Trek?
Okay.
All right.
Now we seem to have...
He's gone to the bottom of the barrel.
We seem to have stirred up the pond and the idiots are surfacing.
He's gone to the bottom of the barrel.
Hey. Okay. I got a thought. I got a thought for ye.
You know what? Then I will... I'll just write it down for next week.
Oh, hey, listen to what they've done. Listen, listeners, all you people that called with the love... I believe Don is writing it down that next week we're going to get another bit from Joe.
Yep, another new one, another fresh one from Joe.
Right. That might be fun. Why don't you toss him, before he writes it, toss him a variable or a theme that he has to work into the bit, and that way it'll really give him a little bit of guidance.
That'll confuse him, right?
No. Okay. We'll just tell him next Monday.
Something.
Got to come up with another bit for the show.
Original. I think he can get the creative juices flowing.
Yeah.
He knows how to do that.
You know, and I'm terribly torn right now. I know we got stuff to do. I'd love to just give a break of this show to Joe. He has so many fans out there.
You know, I see no reason.
Hey, Joe.
Based on the love that he has received.
Hey, Joe.
You got to be pleased, Joe.
Joe, come here.
I would think so. Dang, just what a phone, you know, where he takes calls?
No, you just,
Oh, I want to hear him interact.
He can interact, but also he can just, you know.
Joe, are you pleased at the love you're getting from the audience?
Well, it's a 50-50, I think.
It's over 50-50. I think you're getting more love calls than you're getting hate calls.
But he can also be, you know, a modern-day Andy Rooney, you know, whatever's bugging
his
Joe,
mind.
Whatever's on his mind.
What's bugging Joe?
I think Joe, you know, and I have said this all along, on the effort alone, deserves his own segment.
All right, well, then you got it. Coming up next, Joe.
Oh, no, not next.
Yes, next.
Okay.
I need
Does he do whatever he wants?
Yeah.
Except for play music, which is probably...
You can't play music.
No.
Right. Probably be pretty good at that.
I'll stay here with the microphone off, and I'll turn Mike's microphone off as well.
Are we going to stay in the room?
Yeah. It'll be just Joe and his
people. Might put too much pressure on him.
Well, I got to stay in to at least run the board.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So it'll be Joe and his people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe, you ready?
I guess so.
Okay, well, now, if you don't want it...
No, I'll go for it.
There you go. There are a lot... You've made a lot of people happy.
Now, Drake, you can give advice on love.
Okay, I can do that.
Would there be a theme that you would like to have for your segment? Something what? You'd like to talk about?
Drugs?
Just casual observations.
Pardon me?
Casual observations.
Very good.
Joe Ardinger's casual observations.
I like that.
Yeah.
And before we get to that, just one question, and this pertains to, you know, everything we've been talking about. Is my sandwich here?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.